brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Bank of Zambia cites key factors behind recent Kwacha gains. Transport Minister calls for regulation of driving schools to reduce road carnage. And in global news, US and China reach agreement to slash tariffs by 115%. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia has attributed the recent appreciation of the kwacha to several factors. The local currency last week closed at 26 kwacha per US dollar and 35 kwacha against the British pound, showing significant improvement. According to Dr. Kalyalia, positive sentiments from independent market players such as Moody's Ratings and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, have boosted confidence in Zambia's economic growth and outlook, leading to international financial institutions converting coupon payments and depositing them in banks to invest in domestic government securities. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Kalyalia notes that an increase in copper production has also played a pivotal role in the kwacha's appreciation.
The outlook was stable, an important message from an independent source, you know, not coming from government. So that helps to manage some of the views of the market players, particularly the big investors. Prior to that, just leading to that, you had the growth figures, 4% growth that was reported. You recall during the year, the expectation was that the economy was going to actually shrink. The growth was revised downwards a number of times and ending at 1.2% for the year. But so when it came at 4%, I think that was the pleasant outturn. People began to see that, whoa, so this economy actually is quite resilient.
However, economist Lubinda Habazoga has expressed concern about the sustainability of the kwacha's gains. Dr. Habazoga is of the view that government's continued debt service, as well as the energy crisis, will make it difficult for the kwacha appreciation to be sustained.
For the past years, the kwacha normally gains around this time, way up into August, September. What normally happens is June, companies pay corporate income tax, and since our economy is, foreign owned, most companies are foreign owned, they normally take their money out of the cash, and when it comes to paying taxes, they normally bring back the forex, exchange it in the Zambian bank into kwacha, and pay the taxes. So basically, what you are seeing is a phenomenon where now companies are bringing back their forex in order to pay taxes. This was the case last year, it was the case the previous year.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali is urging stakeholders in the transport sector to table a proposal for regulating driving schools if road accidents are to be reduced. Speaking this morning during the commemoration of the 8th United Nations Global Safety Week under the theme Streets for Life, Mr. Tayali notes that many drivers are not undergoing extensive training, instead opting for shortcuts to acquire licenses, which contributes to bad driving habits. He has emphasized that bad driver behavior is a major contributor to most road traffic accidents in the country, hence the need to table a proposal for regulating driving schools. Mr. Tayali Valley believes this measure will help improve driver training and reduce road accidents. He has further given the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, a 30-day ultimatum to enforce the introduction of road traffic inspectors.
This is an indictment of the Road Transport and Safety Agency. It can never be sure that the roads are stakeholders operating driving schools are not able to self-regulate, and that you need to bring to my office the proposal that will actually be more to RATSA to regulate these particular driving schools if we're going to stop this very, very bad trend.
At the same event, RATSA board chairperson Alan Mate says it is unfortunate that bad driving in the country has become the norm. Mr. Mate says despite 60% of trips made on foot and cycling, road infrastructure in the country neglected pedestrians' walk and cycling ways, adding that drivers have turned pedestrian crossings into death traps.
Between 2021 and last year, 2024, 138,540 road crashes were reported in that period. Honorable income of the dollar. The figure here are equivalent to the entire population of the dollar in Africa. So, fatality for our roads rose by 8.5% last year, 2024, claiming 2,199 lives. To put this in context, this is nearly double the number of students enrolled at the University of Zambia in a single year.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has disclosed that it investigated a total of 11 procurement matters in the first quarter of 2025. Speaking during a media briefing in Osaka this morning, ZPPA Acting Director General Justin Matimuna says of the 11 cases, 9 were concluded, while 2 are still ongoing as at the 31st of March 2025. Mr. Matimuna has revealed that ZPPA suspended Rosand International Zambia Limited, which was awarded a contract for a tender by ZESCO, from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year effective January 7th, due to failure to perform contractual obligations. He added that under the Ministry of Education, the District Education Board Secretary Deb's office, through the head teacher at Kalangwa Primary School, awarded and signed contracts for the engagement of 3 contractors for the construction of the school, valued at 485,000 kwacha, exceeding the threshold without obtaining necessary authority from the Provincial Education Office Sub-Procurement Committee. Mr. Matimuna further explained that in the first quarter of 2025, a total number of 14,884 tenders from 447 procuring entities were published on the EGP system, representing 62% overall usage of the system.
ZPPA undertook an investigation into a tender for the supply and delivery of current transformers, circuit breakers, isolator gun switches for transmission north, following a complaint from ZESCO Limited. ZPPA established that Rausand International Zambia Limited was awarded the contract for the tender by ZESCO in October 2023. However, the supplier did not provide the performance security in accordance with the requirements specified in the solicitation document or tender document.
The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has directed Serenje Town Council to urgently utilize the disaster management component of the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, to procure the missing part of the X-ray machine at Serenje District Hospital, which has been non-operational for over a year. The disaster management component of the CDF is specifically designed to provide financial resources for responding to and mitigating effects of natural disasters disasters and emergencies, and the absence of X-ray services in Serenje has created a health emergency that warrants immediate intervention. Local Government Minister Gift Sialubalo, who issued the directive during a recent visit to the district, expressed serious concern that patients have continued to suffer and pay for services from private facilities when public solutions exist. Mr. Sialubalo has emphasized that such matters should not require directives from high-level officials, and has given Serenje Town Council until the end of this month to procure the missing component and restore the X.